Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, June 24th, 2024. And we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
AgEagle Aerial Systems, Inc. expands in military and security sectors. AgEagle Aerial Systems CEO Bill Irby announced a new $2 million contract to deliver 20 EB Vision full-stack systems to a distributor in the United Arab Emirates. This deal highlights the global demand for public safety solutions. AgEagle focuses on drones, cameras, and control software, providing integrated systems for defense missions. The company recently trained National Guardsmen on their EBTAC drone, the first fixed-wing UAV on the DIU Blue UAS list. AgEagle plans to grow in the military sector while supporting agriculture and other industries. Their priority is to fulfill customer commitments and expand strategic initiatives.
It's a game of ideology for conservatives in the workplace. AI tilts hiring toward DEI. California leads in DEI hiring discrimination. The Freedom Economy Index for June 2024 reveals that center-to-center right employees face American flag bans and hiding ideology in the workplace. Concerns rise as AI is used to filter out resumes not fitting DEI profiles. Job seekers in California experience more DEI discrimination. Over 75% believe AI screens out resumes not meeting DEI quotas. Red Balloon CEO Andrew Krapuchets condemns this discrimination, urging a return to merit-based culture. Public Square CEO Michael Seifert echoes, emphasizing the importance of abandoning DEI nonsense for a more positive workplace. Job seekers are willing to take less pay for a merit-driven environment. Financial struggles persist, with 74.7% feeling worse off financially. California job seekers face more DEI discrimination than Texas or Florida. 63% worry about repercussions for being Republican or conservative. 76.5% are willing to earn less for a less DEI-dominated workplace. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.